You're listening to Amazing Advertising, the podcast dedicated to advertising mascots, slogans, and jingles. My name is Lyle Perez, and I'm going to help bring back memories from your childhood. Always envied TV shows where the family would have family game night. I would watch something like Full House and always wanted a family like that. Mine would never have a family game night. If I brought it up, my family, mostly my dad and brothers, would laugh me right out the building. My older brother that's closest to me is 5 years older. By the time I was able to learn board games, he had already outgrown them. I'm 8 years older than my youngest sister. So by the time she was old enough for board games, I had already outgrown them. We lived in this strange back alley house where there were no neighborhood kids to play with. I did, however, spend a lot of time at my grandma's house. She lived in a real neighborhood. There were kids running around everywhere. It was strange because it seemed like every other house on that block contained one of my family members. My grandma was in the center of the block. I had an aunt next door. A few houses to the right was one of my uncles. Keep going down that street, and there was another aunt, and then an older cousin. On the other side from my grandma's house, there was one of my uncles. A few houses from that was another one of my uncles, and two more older cousins lived further in that direction. If you haven't learned by now, I have a large family. My mom's parents had 8 kids, and my dad's parents had 9. Each had a bunch of kids. And those kids had kids, and so on, and so on. When we do a family reunion, there are over 100 of us at the park. And that's only my dad's side. So yeah, huge family. Like I was saying, I spent a lot of time at my grandma's house. I had cousins right next door, who were the same age as me. So we played a lot. One of the games that I remember all of us playing was Monopoly. Most of the time, we had our own rules, and they would change all the time. We'd be able to, like, rob the bank if we ran out of money. We added gun shops, extorted the other players. It was fun. I don't think I played the real rules of Monopoly until I was in high school. On this episode, I'll be talking about Mr. Monopoly, also known as Rich Uncle Pennybags. I'll talk about his history, the board game, the several versions of Monopoly, and I'll play you some commercials. I have a fun show for you today, so do not pass go, do not collect $200. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the memories.
Parker Brothers kind of fun brings people together.
Delayed.
Monopoly's been bringing people together for almost 50 years. That's how long we've been wheeling and dealing together, building hotels together, and going to jail together.
Corner the market in utilities. You can't lose.
Share a smile and your day seems a whole lot better.
Parker Brothers kind of fun.
We've all played Monopoly, so there really needs to be no introduction. I'll give you one anyway. Monopoly is a board game that was first published by Parker Brothers in 1935. But before the giant toy manufacturer got their hands on it, it was a pretty underground game. Its origins begin in 1903, when a board game designer named Elizabeth Phillips created the idea for Monopoly. She wanted to explain the single tax theory of Henry George, using this idea as more of an educational tool than a game. Her board game was called The Landlord's Game. A patent was granted in 1904, and she self-published in 1906. The idea for Monopoly was off the ground. In 1933, there were different variations of The Landlord's Game. One of them was called Monopoly, and it was this version that was the basis for the Parker Brothers game. They began their game distribution in 1935. The game was an instant success, and by 1936, they were distributing the game internationally. As the years went on, Monopoly had evolved into different variations. There was a San Diego version, a Simpsons version, a SpongeBob version. There was Monopoly Junior, Monopoly Millionaire, Monopoly City, and so many others. Monopoly has gone from a simple way of teaching kids about the world into one of the most recognizable games in the world.
He's done it again! Apprehend this incompetent banker man! As the banker, he hasn't given back the right amount of money, even once.
Is this intentional?
If not capable of simple math, shall we get a machine to do it for you?
Your Monopoly need an upgrade? It's the Hasbro Great Game Trade-In. Save over $80 on games like Monopoly Electronic Banking Edition and many others. For a limited time, go to FamilyGameNight.com for instant savings and details.
An accurate counting machine. Take that, banker man.
Rich Uncle Pennybags is the mascot for Monopoly. We've all seen him. He's an older man with a white mustache who dresses in a suit, wears a top hat and a monocle, and can be seen on every Monopoly product. If you've ever pictured what a rich uncle would look like, I'm pretty sure it would look like Rich Uncle Pennybags. He's probably best known as Mr. Monopoly, but I kind of like calling him Rich Uncle Pennybags. It's fun to say. He was first introduced in the 1936 Parker Brothers edition of Monopoly. He wasn't the star at the time. No one even knew his name. At the time, he probably didn't even have one. He was just that guy that could be seen on the chance and community chess cards. It wasn't until 1946 where this character got the name Rich Uncle Pennybags. He was depicted on a game called The Game of Rich Uncle, and that's where he got his name. There are some reports that say that this character appeared in a different Parker Brothers game called Dig, which was released in 1940. The original character looked like a real human. He still had the mustache, the top hat, and monocle, but he looked real. Well, he looked cartoon real. Now we have a very simple cartoon character with an extremely round head. Enjoy some of these classic commercials.
Very good.
Uncle, we want to be just like you. Rich.
Build hotels on Boardwalk in my Advance to Boardwalk game. The action is fast. The stakes are high.
I'm rich.
You boys catch on fast. Advance to Boardwalk in Monopoly. Parker Brothers Guide to Fun.
You look how you look. The game Monopoly has come to life at McDonald's.
Okay, my McDLT for your Baltic Avenue.
And your Coca-Cola.
And you can win big.
Marvin Garden! Marvin Garden!
Monopoly has come to life at McDonald's. With over $40 million in food, prizes, and cash, you can win $1 million. Collect the right game pieces or win instantly.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk!
Hey! Do not pass go. Go directly to McDonald's.
Starting in 1985, Mr. Monopoly could be seen on the game box. He would appear in the second O of the word Monopoly. That image became the logo for the game, and that's the way I've always remembered it. This went on until 2008. After that, Mr. Monopoly would still be seen on the box, but he's no longer inside the O. He is above the entire Monopoly word. As of late, Mr. Monopoly no longer appears on every Monopoly product. Now, you might be wondering, why does this mascot have two names? Well, I'll tell you right after this.
Honey, lend me some money to buy Leicester Square.
Huh? Snooze, you lose. Mum bought it this morning.
You've inherited $100.
I'll take that for what you owe me for staying at my Mayfair Hotel.
You're going directly to jail, Philip. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
Monopoly, a ruthless money game, whichever one you play. And now introducing the new magical Disney Monopoly from Parker Brothers.
Rich Uncle Pennybags is Mr. Monopoly. It's the same character. His original name is Rich Uncle Pennybags. That's the name he was given at his creation. However, because he became the face of Monopoly, everyone would associate that top hat wearing character with Monopoly. In order for the distribution to capitalize on this, they just changed his name to Mr. Monopoly. This change happened in 1999. In past shows, I've talked about how mascots become real big. They get so big that the executives of the product they're endorsing get scared that people would remember the mascot and not the product. In most cases, they do away with the mascot. But in Monopoly's case, they just gave him the name and went on about their business. I wish more ad executives would take this approach instead of getting rid of a great advertising mascot.
Welcome to Monopoly Junior, the place where you can buy anything you've ever dreamed of, like our ice cream park. It's a real treat. Stop at the pet store to buy the wildest place in Monopoly. Really wild. Then pass go to earn some cash. Race around town, but watch your step or it's straight to jail.
Woo-hoo!
Take a swing by Boardwalk, the star attraction of Monopoly Junior. You can own it all in new Monopoly Junior from Hasbro Gaming.
Rich Uncle Pennybags is arguably the most recognizable board game character in history. Can you name another board game advertising mascot? Let me think. Yeah, I can't think of anyone right now. Maybe the hippos of Hungry Hungry Hippo? That reminds me of a story. This happened maybe about 3-4 years ago, around the time my daughter Callie was starting to talk, and it was around Thanksgiving. She would ask for almost everything on TV and wanted Santa to bring it to her. We went to Target on Black Friday and we went through the game board aisle. She pointed at a Hungry Hungry Hippo box and she said, "Look, Hungry Hungry Whore." Mandy and I pretty much died of laughter. She called it that for a good year. But anyway, back to this board game. For the longest time, the artist who illustrated Rich Uncle Pennybags was unknown. With all the research I did, I can honestly say that it's still a mystery. I saw some sources say that a man named Dan Fox was the artist, but I couldn't find any other information on that. Then I spent a good hour trying to find the artist, but was able to find anything else. I guess the artist really is unknown.
This is the Pentium processor. Inside the PC, that runs the CD-ROM that lets you play Monopoly with 3D animation. And since it is a connected CD-ROM, it hooks to your PC's internet link. So you can go online and play someone half a world away, which makes you happy that you have the Pentium processor.
Mr. Monopoly has been referenced so many times in pop culture. He was referenced in the movies Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, and Mr. Deeds. His likeness was on The Simpsons a few different times. There was a 1986 Saturday Night Live sketch with John Lovitz, who played Rich Uncle Pennybags. He's been on a number of different shows as well. McDonald's still does the Monopoly game every year. I'm sure you all know about that. It's actually going on right now. Mr. Monopoly is a mascot that everyone could recognize. His history is a bit of a mystery at times, but one thing is for sure. He's an advertising mascot that has stood the test of time. His aristocratic appearance doesn't make sense nowadays. But if you pick up a box of Monopoly, I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way.
The game Monopoly is back at McDonald's.
And oh golly, this is the year to play. People all over will win instantly from over $50 million worth of cash and prizes.
More than ever before.
Win shopping sprees, vacations, a Coca-Cola.
Ooh, tasty.
Or maybe one of 500 all-new Oldsmobile Cutlass Supremes.
Wow.
So do not pass go. Go directly to McDonald's.
Play Monopoly.
The game Monopoly is back at McDonald's, bigger and better than ever.
This year, there's over $50 million in prizes.
Hey, a Coca-Cola, McDLT.
Win instantly, or collect the right game pieces and win loads of cash, or maybe a new house.
Oh, the house?
Or hundreds of Sears shopping sprees.
Ooh.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
This time, it's not just big, it's huge.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you'd like to view some of the commercials I played here today, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/amazingadvertisingpodcast. Don't forget to give us a like. You can find me on Twitter at admascots. If you have a great childhood memory about an advertising mascot, go ahead and record it and submit it for our Memories Corner segment. You can reach me at advertisingmascots@gmail.com. You can also suggest a mascot for a future show. If you can't get enough about stuff from your childhood, check out our new podcast, Thursday Theme Song, with my friend April. New episode comes out every Thursday. Our next episode of Amazing Advertising will be a very special episode. We're reaching a milestone in podcasting. It will be our 25th episode. I got so much good stuff coming, so check back next week for that episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
A message from Mr. Monopoly.
Hello! I'm so excited that the Louisiana Lottery wants me to give away part of my vast fortune for their Monopoly scratch-off game. In fact, I've installed this bell behind me to alert me when there's a winner. Oh, there's a winner right now! And another one! Jimmy, can you check to make sure the winner bell is working properly?
You could win up to $100,000. Play the Monopoly scratch-off game for real money.
Well, how many people live in Louisiana?